Sinema rages against Democrats for sending border funds to NYC, I am livid. By John Binder on August 3, 2023. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOZ, is raging on House and Senate Democrat leadership for successfully helping siphon taxpayer money, meant for America's border communities, and sending it to New York City, where more than 95,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived since the spring of last year. In June, as Breitbart News reported, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, bragged about securing roughly $105 million for New York City to cover costs associated with illegal immigration. During a roundtable discussion in Yuma, Arizona, this week, Sinema blasted Jeffries, Schumer, and Democrat leadership for favoring deep blue New York City while United States border towns are bombarded with tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens every few weeks. The reason the money is going to New York is because the House Minority Leader is from New York and the leader of the United States Senate is from New York, Sinema said. That is how a bunch of money went to New York. It is wrong and unfair, she continued. When I fought really hard to make sure that this money got included in the omnibus budget December of last year, we fought really hard to get this in. The money was intended, and there's language that was put in the law that said it should be going for decompression at the border, Sinema said. The fact that a yeoman's amount of this money went to New York City, in my opinion, is wrong because they are not a border state and they are not facing the kind of pressure that we are facing here. So when I hear from other parts of the country say, oh, it's hard. Our shelters are overwhelmed, yeah, come live a day in the life of Yuma, Somerton, or San Luis. Just one day. Emphasis added. I want you to know that I am continuing to fight this. And I am livid that the administration is sending money to a part of the country that, while it has a lot of folks showing up in its shelter, they don't have folks wandering the streets of our small towns and communities or facing heat exhaustion, showing up without basics like formula, people coming with chicken pox. What we're experiencing here in Arizona is matched only by what folks are experiencing in southern Texas. Those are the two communities that are experiencing this crisis. The rest of the country are seeing some elements of it. But we are facing the brunt. Emphasis added. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has lobbied Jeffries, Schumer, and Biden to send his city billions in taxpayer money as migrants pile up on the streets outside of luxury hotels that he says are now filled to capacity with border crossers and illegal aliens. We need help, Adams said this week. And it's not going to get any better. From this moment on, it's downhill. There is no more room. Adams, as Breitbart News reported, is considering a plan that would shut down children's soccer fields on Randall's Island and transform the area into a massive migrant camp that could house thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.